Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning tonight continues Tefillah Kehilchasa Birchas HaTorah. The Mishnah Brura and the Bir Halacha write that whether or not a woman may recite Birchas HaTorah on behalf of a man who had yet to say it, so it depends on the reason as to why women recite Birchas HaTorah. It's a machlokes poskim. While it's true that all agree that women are permitted, it's allowed to recite Birchas HaTorah, as the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim writes, this machlokes a poskim as to what the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says it's allowed. Magen Avram, the Vilna Gaon, is where we'll focus our attention. The Magen Avram writes that although women are not obligated to study Torah, they are nonetheless obligated to study certain halachos that directly pertain to them. That's number one. And number two, he adds that since they are mechuyav, they're obligated in tefillah and davening, and this includes, of course, reading certain sections of the Torah, such as sections pertaining to their karbonos, the actual karbonos that recite excerpts from the Chumash itself, and various other sections in davening that are excerpts from Chumash, from the Tanakh itself. So because women are obligated to read these sections of the Torah, so they are obligated to recite Birchas HaTorah. That's what the Magen Avraham says, and the Prima Gadim, in his commentary on Or HaChaim, adds that women, because of this obligation that they have in the writings of the Magen Avraham, so then therefore they would be able to recite Birchas HaTorah on behalf of a man, meaning assuming that they have an obligation. So that's the rule, that when you have an obligation, one person can fulfill the obligation for another person, assuming that both people have that obligation. If one person did not have that obligation, clearly, and obviously, then you would not be able to be motzi somebody else, and somebody would not be yotze through another person's recitation. But since the Prima Gadim says that the Magen Avraham concludes that they have an obligation, even though it's not a formal Limud HaTorah obligation, but it's circumstantial, but nonetheless an obligation, so therefore that obligation includes their obligation to recite Birchas HaTorah. And so therefore, they would be able to recite Birchas HaTorah on behalf of a man. That's the Magen Avraham. But the Biur HaGra, the Vilna Gaon, in our Chaim, he disagrees. He writes that women are completely potter from the mitzvah of studying Torah. And nevertheless, women may recite Birchas HaTorah just like they can recite a bracha on any other mitzvah in which they're not mechuyev, such as listening to Kiyas Shofar, shaking the lulav, right? So therefore, there are certain mitzvahs that, even though they're not obligated in certain situations, because it's mitzvah sasesha, hazman grama, a positive time-bound mitzvah, so if they should so choose, even though they're not mechuyev, they can, and therefore, if it's a birchas HaTorah in this case, or a mitzvah, if it's any other birchas HaMitzvah, so therefore they'd be able to recite a bracha, blessing on that mitzvah, and therefore birchas HaTorah is no difference. And therefore, even though they're completely, clinically, classically, functionally obligated only in a situation of choosing, but they're not obligated from the letter of the law point of view, so therefore the mitzvah of studying Torah does not apply to them in that capacity, as the Magen Avraham writes, and so therefore they're completely exempt, and therefore they could take it on and say that bracha should they choose, but they're not mechuyev. Now the Mishnah Berurah writes that according to the Vilna Gaon, it's clear that a man who listens to the Birchas HaTorah of a woman would not fulfill his obligation, since, as we mentioned, one who is obligated cannot be exempted by one who is not obligated. You have to be on the same level. And so therefore, if they're not obligated, even if they want to say it and they're allowed to say it, but that doesn't make them obligated. So if they're not obligated, says the Mishnah Berurah, so then an individual, in this case the man, would not be able to fulfill his obligation, would be exempted by one who is not obligated. That would be if you follow the Shita of the Vilna Gaon. However, according to the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim, since women are obligated, they may recite Birchas HaTorah, the bracha, on their own. They can recite the bracha on their husband's behalf as well, in the case of a husband and wife, in the case of a woman and a man. So then a woman would be able to recite it, and a man who did not say Birchas HaTorah would have fulfilled his obligation by answering Amen to her bracha. Okay, that's the Magen Avraham, Vilna Gaon, the Mishnah Berurah's final ruling in this case, and the distinction between men and women as it relates to Birchas HaTorah. We'll stop here. Continue this topic next week. I wish you a wonderful evening and a wonderful, beautiful Shabbos.